Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We give you a warm welcome to the ministry of God's precious Word today. 'Tis our earnest prayer that God, the Holy Spirit, will use our meditation upon the Scripture to deeply and with power and in blessing bless the truth to every heart and conscience. We would like to take a very solemn verse from the book of the Revelation, the last book in the Bible, in order to indelibly impress upon our hearts and upon our consciences the sad, the immoral state of the whole world, which will be existing at the second coming of Christ. It only takes simple understanding for any of us to realize the great book of the Revelation has for its important and prominent theme the second coming of Christ. All that you need to do is read chapter 1 and verse 7, where the words say, "Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Amen." But we would like to bring before your attention, beloved friend, and ask, have you ever realized, within the contents of this book of the Revelation, there is one verse which describes so clearly, within a few words, the general and the universal immorality of the human family when the Lord Jesus Christ comes back again? They are conditions that absolutely prove divine judgments from God above the world will fully deserve to be executed upon willful, sinful men and women who refuse to stop their sinning against the Holy God, but seem to delight in continuing and increasing their immoral practices. Now let me read to you words prophetically written by the Holy Spirit through His servant, the Apostle John. They were written approximately about 1900 years ago. But these words describe so clearly and definitely the outstanding, the four prevailing moral sins which abound today. We read them from Revelation chapter 9, verse 21. "Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts." If you carefully read the preceding section of this chapter, you will notice that it is after a most solemn judgment called the Sixth Trumpet Judgment that these words are written. They indicate that the visitation of God's punishment and of destruction, even upon life, will fail to restrain mankind in their wickedness, their lawlessness, in these four predominant sins. Let me read the word again. "Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts." Now let me briefly refer to each one of them. First, we have the multiplicity of murders. Second, we have the multiplicity of drug addiction, which is the meaning of the word sorceries, for the Greek New Testament word means this. Third, we have the multiplicity of sexual sins. And fourth, the multiplicity of stealing or thefts. Now, any observant and sensible person who has lived in this present generation in any number of years or in very recent decades should be and undoubtedly is aware that murders have enormously increased and that drug addiction has become not only a national problem, but one of worldwide proportion. And then in regard to promiscuous sins of sexuality, is it not conclusive from all public knowledge today that the awful results of sexual immorality are now bringing increasing diseases to the human body? A retributive judgment of a holy God upon sin. What shall we say of theft or stealing? The amazing proportion of this increasing crime is also staggering to the human mind. Now let me please ask my listener, very bluntly and kindly, does not this and these words that we have read, and this prophecy which has come so true, does it not speak to you? Does it not speak to me? Should it not provoke a serious concern? For do you think that a just and a holy God will permit these conditions to continue on? There is but one conclusion alone which we must arrive at. Divine judgment is inevitable. These very depraved moral conditions, the multiplicity of murders, the multiplicity of drug addiction, the multiplicity of sexuality, the multiplicity of stealing, these conditions loudly proclaim the inevitable coming intervention of a moral God being very near. These very facts herald the imminent return of Christ being at hand. For the Scripture foretells such conditions would prevail at His coming. But they further indicate not only comfort and encouragement to those of us who are saved, thank the Lord, who are looking for the coming of Christ for His bride, but these conditions also proclaim for those who are unsaved, they face inevitable disaster. There can be and there will be only two results for the whole human race at the second coming of Christ. There will be an eternal division of all humanity. May I quote the words of the psalmist in chapter 9 of the book of Psalms, verse 17. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. May I quote the words in Matthew chapter 25 and verse 46. But the righteous into life eternal. Now, my beloved friend, when the Lord Jesus Christ comes again, what will be your destiny? It can be and it will be but one thing or the other. There is eternal blessing, or there will be eternal punishment. I ask my listener who may not have faced this issue, will you do it now? Why should you procrastinate a decision that your soul should make? For time is getting shorter, and may I quote the words of the Lord Jesus when He said, be ye also ready, for in an hour that ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Now may I also read in connection with our verse from Revelation 9:21, another verse from Revelation chapter 20 and verse 8, which describes what will be the eternal and the inevitable portion for the murderers, for the drug addicts, for the sexual perverts, and for thieves, plus many others. Now listen to these words. Make sure you are not and will not be among them. We quote the words of the Holy Spirit in Revelation 20, verse 8. But the fearful and the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, the whoremongers, the sorcerers, drug addicts, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. I have read to you very faithfully the words of God relative to the judgment that will come upon those who continue in their pathway of sin and wickedness to the coming again of the Lord Jesus, and shall be found in their sins at his appearing. My beloved friend, is it not suggested to your heart and conscience that if you are not saved, this is a moment that you should, in repentance toward God and in faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, accept the Savior as your blessed Redeemer? We read in the Word of God, and I quote the words from 2 Peter 3:9. God still is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:3-9. My beloved, I have read to you words describing at the end of the age the unrepentant world, giving vent to the multiplicity of murders, the increasing and abounding use of drug addiction, and the promiscuous sexuality in lawlessness and wickedness and perversion that is horrible to God, and also the increasing multiplicity of stealing and theft. Now you cannot deny, I defy you to deny, these very moral sins in their propensity. We see them today at large. Oh, my beloved, look. We read in the precious Word of God, as we have quoted, that he's not willing that any should perish. But let me read those incomparable words to you that you may well know. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. My beloved, the Son of God died for your sins, for all of them. They may even be murder. It may be drug addiction. It may be immoral sexuality. It may be thieves, or stealing may be included in your sins. Whatever the sin, let me quote the words of 1 John 1:7. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. My beloved, we beg, if never you have, you will confess yourself to be a sinner. You will confess to the Lord, Lord Jesus, you're the only Savior, and you will do what he desires you to do. You will receive him into your heart today. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, bless thy word to the saving of sinners. Amen.